Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is officially Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2025. The markets are open, but the clock is ticking on a shortened session.
That's right. We are looking at a hard stop today. The equity markets close early at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you're looking to make moves, you've got to be quick. Futures are pointing to a flat open, which honestly is exactly what you expect when half the trading desks are already empty. All quiet on the Christmas Eve opening front, as the briefing says.
Quiet maybe, but we are sitting at record highs. Yesterday, the S&P 500 closed at a record 6,909. Even on lower than average volume, the bulls are clearly in charge. But, I have to ask, with the futures flat and volume thinning out, are we just coasting today?
It feels like a drift, but there is some serious data underneath this calm. Did you see that Q3 GDP reading yesterday? 4.3%. The consensus was only 3.0%. That is a massive beat.
4.3%? That's huge. But wait, doesn't that kill the vibe for rate cuts? If the economy is that hot, the Fed isn't going to ease anytime soon.
You nailed it. That's the double-edged sword. It dimmed the market's expectations for near-term easing. But traders decided to focus on the quote part of the story. Strong economy equals strong earnings, which lifted AI and growth stocks yesterday. Speaking of data, keep an eye on the clock at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We have weekly initial claims dropping. The consensus is 226,000. If that surprises to the downside, it just reinforces that no-landing economic narrative.
Okay, let's look at the technicals. We have the Wave Rider analysis in front of us. It's flagging moderate upward momentum for the SPY and QQQ over the last 30 days. But it seems a bit hesitant recently. What's the read there?
It's a bit of a tug of war. WaveRider points out that on the recent 13 bars, there's a lack of strong directional movement. Basically, we are consolidating. For the SPY, the key support level to watch is 680, with resistance at 695. If we break either of those, we could see a move. But today? I doubt we break out. However, watch out for the VXX. The analysis notes some volatility spikes. Even in a quiet market, anxiety can bubble up.
Interesting. And looking at sectors, it seems like a risk-on rotation. Financials, the XLF, and tech, the XLK, are showing strength. Meanwhile, utilities and energy are lagging. Let's pivot to corporate news. There are some big names moving this morning. Blackstone caught my eye.
Oh, huge numbers. Blackstone preliminarily expects Q4 realized performance revenues and investment income to exceed $10 billion. That is a staggering amount of capital realization. And in the M&A world, BP is nearing a deal to sell a majority stake in Castrol to Stonepeak. That deal values the business around $10 billion.
And I saw Snowflake is in talks to acquire a company called Observe.
Yep, reported by The Information. Snowflake is down slightly pre-market, about 0.1%. It shows they are still aggressive on expanding their tech stack. Here is a fun one, though. Did you see the insider buying at Nike?
I did. Tim Cook? As in, Apple's Tim Cook?
Very same. He's a director at Nike, and he disclosed a purchase of shares. When Tim Cook is buying the dip on a retailer, people pay attention. Nike is gapping up about 2.3% this morning. Also, on the regulatory front, a federal judge sided with the Trump administration regarding the H-1B visa $100,000 fee. That's a headline to watch for the tech labor market.
That is significant. Before we wrap up, let's look globally. Asia was mixed. Europe is basically shutting down for the holiday. It really feels like the U.S. is the only game in town for the next few hours. So what is the play for the open?
Don't force it. Volume is low. The WaveRider analysis suggests a, quote, bullish setup requires strong volume, which we probably won't get today. Watch that 695 resistance on the SPY, but honestly, if you are trading today, be quick. Take your profits and go enjoy the holiday. Remember, the market closes at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't get stuck holding a bag when the liquidity dries up at lunch.
Sound advice. Keep it tight, watch the initial claims at 8:30, and keep an eye on those tech and financial sectors. That's it for us today. Thank you for tuning in to The Morning Dose. We'll see you after the holiday. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone!